Nolte, add Kenosha to growing list of Democrat-run cities engulfed in violence. By John Nolte on August 24, 2020. After an officer-involved shooting Sunday night, the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, became the latest in a long line of Democrat-run cities engulfed in violence. Democrat Mayor John Entaramian ran the city from 1992 to 2008. Obama supporter and presumed Democrat, I can't find a record anywhere of his official party affiliation. Keith Bossman took his place and served as mayor for two terms until 2016. Entaramian ran and won again in 2016, which makes him the current mayor. So Kenosha appears to have been run by Democrats going back as far as 1992, almost 30 years. It is also seen in many ways as a suburb of Chicago. Milwaukee might be 20 miles closer, but Milwaukee's suburbs are primarily west and north of that city. Kenosha is right on the Wisconsin border and right on a major interstate, I-94, that will get you into downtown Chicago in about an hour, and into the Chicago suburbs even sooner. Kenosha is a city of about 100,000 that sits right next to Lake Michigan and now, like Portland, Seattle, Milwaukee, Chicago, Minnesota, St. Louis, New York, Oakland, etc., 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 it is ground zero for mindless arson, rioting, and looting. And all of this broke out before any of the facts are known and with mainstreamed left-wing activists like Sean King publicly cheering it on. What we do know is that a black man, Jacob Blake, was apparently shot in the back 7 times by a Kenosha police officer. The video that appears to capture the event shows Blake seeming to defy the officers who follow him with guns drawn as he walks around the front of a minivan, opens the door, and starts to either get inside or grab for something. We don't know if there was a weapon in the vehicle. We don't know if the officer who shot Blake feared there was a weapon. Nevertheless, despite these crucial unknowns, Kenosha still experienced a night of mayhem. And if past is prologue, this is only the beginning of the destruction of a small city few had even heard of before last night. Is this the future in Democrat-run cities? Are these cities so mismanaged that one mistake or one perceived mistake or even a single act of unconscionable criminality, if that ends up being the case, by a single police officer, means your entire city is going to burn down, will be under siege for months and months by the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter? And then there's the lingering Ferguson effect. The increase in violent crime that appears to follow these riots, which is what appears to be happening in Chicago and New York right now. Who wants to live like that? Who wants to live in a tinderbox where one incident, regardless of the motive behind it, sets off the equivalent of a slow-motion bomb in your own community? But this is what happens when you elect Democrats. Wisconsin just fired Republican Governor Scott Walker and replaced him with Democrat Tom Evers. And what was Evers' first reaction to the shooting? Did he call for calm? Did he ask for everyone to wait for the facts? Did he promise to protect citizens and property in Kenosha? No, he immediately justified the rioting and looting against his own citizens with obscene tweets like this one. While we do not have all of the details yet, what we know for certain is that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or our country. And this one, we stand with all those who have and continue to demand justice, equity, and accountability for black lives in our country. And this one, and we stand against excessive use of force and immediate escalation when engaging with black Wisconsinites. Finally, what we have with Kenosha is the Democrats' violent socialist revolution, which was already creeping into residential areas, officially spreading from the big cities and into a place like Kenosha, a quiet little burg, a place where such a thing seemed impossible only a few months ago. The left-wing terrorists are coming for us. For all of us. We know thus because they have said so. And only a fool would not take them at their word. If Kenosha is not safe from this organized terrorism, from the Democrat-approved terrorism, from this media-approved terrorism, no one is. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.